Everybody, it's Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur, and just giving you an update on this Challenge 2020. So today was a day kind of put the business on pause for a few hours. What I mean by that, I had an opportunity to kind of add some value back to my community and talk to some other individuals that I might be able to relate to. But in short, I had an opportunity to talk to a middle school group of kids, and they had a program called the Great Debate. And with the Great Debate, that's basically at the courthouse where they're debating with an actual judge. Actually, there's two real judges that they're doing different debates with a real courthouse. And it was very interesting. You know, they basically had a panel. Even though they're at the courthouse, you would think that they would want to have a discussion with the kids about being attorneys and being involved in the law and so forth. But they actually had a panel of different entrepreneurs, and only one person was on the panel that was an attorney, and everyone else were from different realms of entrepreneurship to anything else that you can think of, different professions. So, but it was an opportunity to expose others, the youth, to different professions that are out there. Obviously, they were there to do the debating and so forth along that. It was a great program. But, you know, they also had an opportunity to listen to what I had to say about real estate and also about marketing, internet marketing, and so forth along those lines. But on the flip side, we had the opportunity just to spend about a good amount of time today. So much time. But it was more than worth it. It's one of those things where this is like an investment in time that you will never know, or you may or may not know the return on investment. And basically these are middle school kids. A lot of this stuff will not respond to them or actually trigger for like 5-10 years down the road, probably longer than that. But at the same time, I see it as exposing them to other people that have been where they are right now and giving them feedback. You know, sometime down the road, they're going to be in the same position. And they're going to be talking to middle school kids and giving their feedback and their perspective of life as is. So I see it as that type of investment. Plus, when I was growing up, people did that for me. I remember being all the way to elementary school where we would have special guests that would come and talk to us about different things about what they do. Truthfully, I didn't pay attention. I didn't really pay attention. I was always that person that was like, well, who's the best dressed? You know, that's the person I want to be. You know, I want to know what they do. But, you know, it's just a great opportunity to kind of give back, you know, especially with the youth and just being that engaged with them and letting them know that they have someone else that's around them that can help them in what they're doing and just giving them advice on their life journey. So I definitely felt pretty good about being there. So giving back is one of those things where it's not necessarily that you're doing it to get something out of it, but it's more or less because a lot for me is that someone at some point in my life did that to me or did that for me. They did some type of give back, and a lot of times it's just as simple as just telling me about what they do, you know. And that time is more than valuable than we can ever measure. So definitely glad that I had the invite. Thank you to the Fred G. Menis group for having that. And also, I was also to be able to give out a Jenga game. And so special thanks to one of the builders that I worked with. That's Lennar Holmes. Lennar Holmes, they had this swag. It's like a Jenga game, but it's not just a game. And what I mean by that is you know, on the outside looking in, it's a game. Yes, it is. It's a kid's game that we all play, even as adults. So I won't even call it a kid's game. I just call it a game. But with that game, Jenga is, for those who don't know what it is, Jenga is a game where you actually start with a tower that's made of multiple pieces. And you play with different people. And what you're doing is taking a piece out or away from the tower and allowing it to still stand. And basically, you just play that game until you take out so many pieces until somebody gets to the point where it gets so weak that it actually falls down. Now, with the game that I had, the Jenga game that I had, it came in a case. And with it coming in a case, you know, once the game, once the tower fell down, you place the blocks back into the case and stack, restack it again. And then you play another round of this game. So my analogy was that in life, you're going to have certain situations where people are pulling and tugging and poking at you and pulling those pieces out of you. Sometimes there may be a situation where you may have had so many pieces pulling out of you that you may fall. That being said, the case that the Jenga game was in represented the network, the people that they know. And particularly I was focusing on the panel, letting them know that you have access now to these different resources. These different resources are here to be able to help you as you're going through, quote unquote, life. There are going to be times where you stand strong, tall, and solid, and there's going to be times where you're not going to be as solid. There's even, and even times where you can even fall. But you need to know that you can, that you're surrounded by other individuals that will help to pick you up. So that's what I kind of explained to them, just letting them know that, hey, we can pick you guys up. Don't be afraid to step out. And that's what it was kind of about. And, you know, just letting them know that just because something is being presented to you doesn't mean that it'll be the perfect fit as you're trying to, you know, figure out some type of career path. And, you know, they're middle school, so they were like eighth grade. So I'm sure a lot of it went over their heads, but whose head it didn't go over during that time? But it's good that they're doing this great debate. I was actually impressed to see these individuals actually, you know, do rebuttals, present arguments to an actual judge. So that was pretty cool. So definitely big shout outs to the organization, the middle school. It was at Tyrone Middle School. So definitely big shout outs to them for doing such a thing. And I definitely encourage others to have some type of platform like that where kids and youth can see different professions that are out there and that are exposed to them. And one of the other things that I also added to them that let them know is a marketing entrepreneur. And it was funny because I asked them, how many people know a real estate professional? And I had two people raise their hand. And then when I spoke to them about marketing, I asked them, I held up my cell phone. I said, well, how many people know what this is and have one of these? Just about everybody in the whole room raised their hand. So it lets you know, it's just that, you know, it's a different way of communicating with kids these days. And it's okay. It's perfectly fine. And I was able to tell them that, you know, there's different things that are out there. Utilize your options. And I said, or opportunities. A lot of people say that what I was holding was a cell phone. I'm like, no, it's an opportunity. A lot of these things are what they have access to. I didn't have access to growing up. This is what they're going to have access to. So people telling them no, it doesn't have to be accepted. Now, don't get me wrong. Things do not come easy, quick and easy. So they have to get out there and perhaps work and do some things that are going to help grow themselves personally, physically, and financially. And that's what they need to be able to utilize. So that was pretty cool. I just had to share that with you guys. It's not 100% about real estate. It's just a tad about real estate, but it was an opportunity for me to give back. And you never know, maybe somebody will be a real estate professional that's in that group. But I just wanted to share that with you guys just out here. So now I'm about to dig into the trenches. My phone was blowing up while I was at this event. So I was emailing and text messaging this at the same time. But now I get to do these return phone calls. And thank goodness I have a team to help support me with these calls as well. And just the smaller things that I don't have to engage in. I just have to engage in the bigger items. So definitely big thanks to the team and the support that I get that helps me out. But just wanted to tune in with everybody. Challenge 2020, selling 20 new construction properties as well as selling 20 resale properties, 20 listings, as I said. So Challenge 2020, looking forward to helping these people understand the real estate process and helping them with their next real estate transaction. This is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. All is well. Take care. Keep having fun achieving the success.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.